Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, and our upcoming shows in Santa Barbara, Pasadena, and our December show in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets for Atlanta, by the way, go on sale September 11th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Luis Pesqueta from Watertown, Massachusetts.
Hey, beautiful Watertown. I know it well. How are things there?
Weather's been a little crazy, but, you know, hopefully getting better.
That's good. What do you do there?
I'm an engineer.
You're an engineer?
Outside of Boston.
Computer engineering or real engineering?
Electrical engineering.
Oh, I see. So you actually create actual physical objects.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, welcome to our show, man. Corva Coleman right now, filling in for Carl, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner, of course. Here is your first limerick.
This amusement park won't raise alarms, but B.O. might cause bodily harm. And when it gets hot and you ride rides a lot, we beg of you, don't raise your...
Arms.
Yes, arms. Very good. You love the amusement park, but you can't stand the sweaty stench? Thorpe Park in Surrey, England is for you. The amusement park has implemented a new Say No to B.O. campaign that bans visitors from raising their arms while on the rides. The spokesperson says the combination of hot summer temperatures and scary rides makes people sweat more than normal, and the rule is, quote, the best way of ensuring our guests have the most enjoyable experience and aren't exposed to any unsavory armpits, unquote.
It just, do we know that the majority of B.O. emanates from armpits?
That is the general belief. That's the conventional wisdom.
Why? Yes, we do, Mo.
No, I think...
unequivocally, we know that.
I don't know that. I mean, I don't go around
sniffing
like sniffing people. But I mean, but I think it's...
Well, I do, and I can tell you.
If you have B.O., I think it's more of a general aura.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Pigpen. Remember?
Yeah.
It was all around him. It wasn't just...
You're citing a cartoon character.
That's a metaphor. It's totally fine.
Yes.
Here, Luis, is your next limerick.
I'm ready.
My daughter seems just a tad reckless, and she's getting far more than her neck kissed. I must raise the appeal of the day's early meal. She won't stray if she has a good...
breakfast.
Right. Very good, Luis. Hey, teens, teenagers everywhere, you're looking to rev up your social lives? Then put down the mini-wheats. That's the advice from a new study from, of course, Japan, which determined that people who skip breakfast in their early teens tend to lose their virginity a year and a half earlier on average than their well-fed counterparts at 17 and a half rather than 19. The researchers speculate that the teens who ate breakfast had a more stable home life and that discouraged them from early sexual activity. However, an alternate theory is that it's hard to look sexy with Cocoa Puffs stuck to your lower lip. Plus, one teen said, but sure, sex seems fun, but Frosted Flakes are great.
It's not... Okay, so is it that the young women are eating breakfast that they'll have... that they won't be able to be having sex at that time? Or?
Well, I have a feeling that this, as they say in the statistics business, is correlation, not causation. In other words, in reality, there's
You're
probably...
You're saying that nice girls eat breakfast.
I'm saying that... That's what I'm saying, Adam.
Have you heard of breakfast in bed?
Here is your last limerick.
To my pleas, the professor is deaf, and I can't find an impartial ref. Because I was cheating, my grades took a beating. I got a mark worse than an...
F,
exactly right, Louise. The new grade at Simon Fraser University in Canada is called FD. The good news is, now an F doesn't sound that bad, because at least it wasn't an FD. That stands for failure with dishonesty. Think, you know, the war in Iraq. It's extra shameful because it says you were cheating and you failed, which means you're bad at learning and at cheating. The college hopes the FD will add a stigma to academic dishonesty and warn students that employers will see it on their permanent record. Some students are upset, saying, like, one says, quote, it's like having a scarlet A pinned to your chest. Oddly, that student, having slept through English Lit 101, had no idea he had just made a literary reference. Corva, how did Luis do?
Well, Peter, Luis got three answers right, so he's going to win Carl Castle's voice on his home answering machine.
Well done.
A dream come true.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you, guys. See you in Boston.
Bye-bye.